Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. I'm Alex Jones. This is part of our continued live coverage of the globalist election of president 2012. It doesn't mean that people shouldn't vote. It helps to expose fraud in different areas. It helps to sometimes even not have fraud in some areas and get people into office who are patriots. But we are going to be taking calls throughout the broadcast today. David Icke's coming up. We also have Richard Belzer coming on. And then, of course, I'll be back on tonight, 5 to midnight, with a special radio/TV transmission, 5 to midnight Central. And you can find all that information at Infowars.com, the free audio streams, the video streams, all of it. But right now, let's go to some calls. Matthew in New Jersey, what are you seeing with voting in your area, Matthew?
Hi, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just got out of the voting polls for, I just voted for Gary Johnson. And everyone's down there, all got their 7-Eleven coffees. You know, everyone's got their Romney cup or their Obama cup. I don't know if you know 7-Eleven. They got this, you know, who are you going to vote for thing. And they don't have the Johnson cup. I got a green cup, and I put Gary on it. But one thing I want to talk to you about, I don't know if you heard, on MSNBC, they had a report where Romney's engaging in the niggerization of Obama. And I haven't heard you talk about it. And it's very, very racy.
What are you talking about? Well, let's not use derogatory terms here. That's not a FCC term we can't use, but it's who is saying that?
That type in nigger right? I'm not racist at all.
No, I mean, I know that all they do is try to create racial division in this country. MSNBC. I mean, I don't even really watch them ever anymore, so I don't. Yeah, I just don't see anything on that. So send me a link to show tips at Infowars.com, sir. I appreciate your call. We'll look into that. Russell in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Worldwide broadcast. How you doing today?
Good, good. Just to get what you were just talking about the races, I was just. They're failing horribly in Florida with that. I was just out front smoking a cigarette, and a black guy lives just down the street came up and started talking to me.
Well, yeah, most people get along fine. That's why the media is trying to create all this racial division. Did you try to vote? We opened the phones up for folks to see if they had any problems, anomalies voting.
No, I'm not going to vote this year. It's just a crowning of a new globalist king. No point. I think it's all rigged anyway.
Well, you know, I can see not voting for one of the two big candidates, but there's still elections locally, and that's where we need to get in there and get patriots in my view. But thank you so much for calling. Let's jam in one more here. Let's talk to Vern in Wisconsin. Vern, did you go out and vote? Did you have any problems?
Yes, I did, Alex, and I'm a blind person, and I'll have to talk to someone later because I know you don't have much time, but I went to vote, and I used a Braille ballot because I refused to use the voting machines. Every time I used them, the handicapped voting machines broke down. Now, I went to vote, and usually my Braille ballot is there. I had the lady at the polling place talk to the city, and well, she actually talked to the city before I got there, and she was real upset because it wasn't there. We don't know what happened to it. I talked to the city clerk, and 6 years ago, somebody had called up and said that I did not want my Braille ballot. Well, when I called up and complained about it, they told me to drop the whole issue, that this should not even be looked into. I should shut up. I have not shut up about it. This morning I get there. The Braille ballot is not there. We don't know what happened to it. And I want to be able to keep in contact with you so that I can update you as to what's happening with this whole situation. There's more to this story than I know that you have time to talk about. But I have no idea where that ballot is. And I felt that I should call and let you know about it.
Yes, sir. We're going to continue to track all these different anomalies with calls and more. Thank you so much for calling. We'll be right back with David Icke to get his take on all things geopolitical and talk about how he packed Wembley Stadium just last week in England. Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is November 6, 2012. We are covering the 2012 presidential election and all the other elections, the selection. No one can deny the globalists own both the horses, the big horses and the big race for president, but they don't control every other person running for Congress or the Senate. And we're going to be tracking this here today, but also back tonight with free audio and video streams. InfoWars.com, InfoWars Nightly News, continual coverage, a special transmission from 5 past midnight. So all total today, I'll be on air more than 10 hours. And then we have our other reporters and crew will probably push past midnight as we track all this, because even though they're puppets, we still have to track this because they're trying to get a race war going. I said that 2 weeks ago, and I hope we can stop it, and I think we will be able to, because people are wise. You know, we've all got basically, you know, spirits, and you've got good people, you've got bad people, you've got people that love good, you've got people that love evil. You've really got, you know, different types of mindsets and souls out there. It's not about race or color. And it is despicable to see people like Michael Moore saying if Romney wins, it's a fraud, burn down U.S. cities. He puts out videos showing seniors saying that and then saying in Spanish, yes, we can. You've got Bill Maher saying that if Romney is elected, that blacks should go out and find and attack white people, and that's meant to create racial division. That's classic divide and conquer. We're going to talk about that with David Icke, who's been the head of the Green Party in England, BBC news reporter, sports reporter. He can certainly expose how they all have the Tories and Labour, Republican, Democrat, conservatives, social democrats in Germany. Same story, different country. But here's some of the headlines. Thousands of public housing tenants struggle to survive without heat, water, and power a full week after Hurricane Sandy, New York Daily News. And government's not helping them. It's churches and local New Yorkers. And we've had callers about this, but it's also in the news, confirming that New Yorkers that did get prepared are going in and helping people in the projects. So there you go. And that's got to make MSNBC angry. That's why they're not covering it. They hate to see whites and blacks and others helping each other. So continuing here, Sandy price gouging probed. $7 loaf of bread, $10 box of matches, NBC New York. There are some people who are cashing in on it, though. Continuing, New York City residents still stuck in neutral over gas shortages and aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. They're now, what, 7-8 days into this, and government can't or won't help them, especially in areas where the public's been disarmed. There is looting. There are attacks. Sandy victims beg for help. The Weekly Standard, an amazing compilation video that I saw this morning where people are just begging and pleading, and no help is coming. Continuing, Giuliani says FEMA as bad as Katrina. No doubt about that. And people begging government to protect them. Poor folks, more than half the population, they estimate, made no preparation. Manhattan garbage days cut as sanitation workers head to Sandy-stricken boroughs. So government shutting off the services in other areas to go try to dig folks out. Grid down collapse. Hard assets soar in value. Another report we've got up at PrisonPlanet.com. Continuing here, Chris Christie Institute's gas rationing system in New Jersey. See, all government can do is take control of things and then ration it. That's just some of the reports that we have, breaking that down. Then we're going to David Icke. Let me just hit a few of the election news stories, and we'll cover this first with him and then get into the big geopolitical developments. Obama supporters mark election day with more threats to kill Romney. Are these young people the vanguard of hope and change? And again, you've got all the Democratic Party operatives trying to invoke racism and trying to stir folks up into burning down their own neighborhoods. Not a good idea. Thousands of shocking threats of violence by Obama supporters on the eve of the election. Another article from the Economic Collapse blog breaking all of that down. Obama campaign to supporters, don't panic over early exit polls. Yeah, don't worry, the electronic voting machines will save you. Doesn't matter, though. Again, it's rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. But if it is contested, that's when you're going to see the social unrest. Battleground tracking poll, dead heat, Politico. Again, Romney's ahead in most of these battleground states, but don't think that that means he's really going to win. Who knows? We're going to find out. Even if it is a staged horse race, it's still interesting. Jay-Z substitutes Mitt for bitch while rapping at Obama rally. Excuse that term. Des Moines store near Obama rally has message for the Secret Service. We do not consent to our store being searched. It's not that there's anything illegal in here. We just employ several Colombian prostitutes and don't want to tempt you guys. Yeah, since when does the Secret Service sometimes come into whole neighborhoods and want to search everyone for the stupid puppet president? The whole idea is to make you think the buck stops with the president. Bob Dylan predicts Obama in a landslide. We'll get to more of this later in the hour ahead of Richard Belzer joining us to give us his take on what's happening. He thinks if it's a contested or close election, there's going to be civil unrest as well. TV movie star, also longtime listener and author, writing about government cover-ups and false flags. But we go to David Icke of DavidIcke.com, who packed Wembley Stadium there in London in a historic event that got front page coverage in many British newspapers, and I wanted to get him on. I mean, they called him a kook. They called him nuts. They called him dangerous. They called him scum. But the issue is I agree with about 98% of what David Icke says, and I know David believes what he's saying, and I know that David has been proven right. I mean, he said years ago on record that Chevelle, that big BBC reporter, he used to work at BBC, David Icke, that David's known since the 90s that Chevelle was part of a pedophile network. Boom, that's all been confirmed. And the highest levels of government. He's talked about so much more, dozens of things that have come true in the last 20 years that he's been exposing things. He sold, I don't know, is it millions of books worldwide? former champion goalie, BBC reporter in news and sports, gave it all up when he had an awakening, an epiphany, a Saul of Tarsus moment on his road to Damascus. And he joins us now. David, thank you for joining us. I want to get into the election. We'll also talk about your historic event and more in the 50 minutes or so we've got. We'll get Belzer on at 8 after next hour. But, David, you just heard me go over all these headlines, all these things converging at once, military actions expanding, our government's using Al-Qaeda in the Middle East, drones being launched, the world financial meltdown, children being given RFID chips, you know, to wear around their necks to go to school all over the world. I mean, it's like the dam has broken and evil is just rushing in. David Icke, your take on it all.
Well, the saddest thing, Alex, is that today in America doesn't really matter that much. I think you've got on your website the puppet of choice, and this is what people worldwide need to understand if they're going to get a grasp and a grip on the world that they live in. Because all these celebrities, well, maybe not all of them, maybe not the Jay-Z's of this world, but all these celebrities and all these people that work in the lower ranks of the parties and get pulled out to, you know, people, the rallies and knock on doors, they will believe staggeringly on the face of the evidence that there's some difference between the person they're supporting and the person they're opposing. And all they are, it literally is like the Pied Piper of Hamelin. You know, he's going along with a pipe and the children are following. Oh, I'm Democrat children. Oh, I'm Republican children. Oh, I'm Labor children. I'm Conservative children. And yet, when you go up the pyramid, up the structure of these parties, eventually you end up with the same people. America is a wonderful example, Alex, but this is what happens worldwide. But in America, you've got the Republican Party, and they're controlled quite demonstrably, not least during the Bush administration, by these people called the neocons, neoconservatives, people like Pearl and Crystal and John Bolton and Wolfowitz and all these people. And then you've got the Democratic Party, and they are controlled by a similar group, which I call the Democons. These are people like Brzezinski, Soros, Rahm Emanuel, David Axelrod. But then you go to the next level, and the Democons and the Neocons answer to the same master. So at that point, it doesn't matter, that point in the hierarchy, and by this time you're out of the public arena and you're in the shadows, it doesn't matter who wins because they're the puppet of that always in power grouping time and time again, decade after decade, and it's happening all over the world. I mean, we've had a guy here, Alex, called David Cameron, who's come in. You know, there's a satirical magazine in Britain called Private Eye, and some years ago they had a front page, which was brilliant, summed the whole thing up. It had a picture of Tony Blair, Labour Party, it says here, and a picture of David Cameron, Conservative Party, and the headline was World's First Face Transplant, a Success, because he's just Tony Blair under another name. And this is what's happening all over the world. And, you know, it's like, we have to look at the Obamas, and we have to look at the Romneys, and we have to look at these people who are put forward to give us the illusion of choice. But really what we need to really look at and really understand is this all-encompassing grouping that controls all of them. Because over the last 20 years or so, I've uncovered this network and how it works, and it's real simple. What you have is like a secret society, also Satanism and pedophilia, funnily enough, version of a transnational corporation. So you've got someone like McDonald's or I don't know, Monsanto, any of these transnational corporations. McDonald's is a wonderful example. And you've got a headquarters somewhere in America. They dictate to the whole McDonald's global network. So wherever you go in the world, you're going in basically the same McDonald's because it's the same corporate image. It's the same corporate way of working, the same everything. This grouping this global grouping has created a structure of secret societies, satanic societies, pedophilia networks, which operate in the same way. So you've got in Europe, places like the City of London, Rome, Brussels, Paris, Berlin, and of course the United States to a large extent as well, but Europe's the real epicenter, not governments, at the center of this web. And they dictate to their subsidiaries. So in each country, you've got a network of families, interbreeding families under different names, secret societies, satanic networks, and pedophile networks. And that grouping, they have the job of introducing in their country, their sphere of influence, the centrally dictated agenda. So as I've traveled around the world, more than 50-odd countries in the last 20 years, what you find is the same blueprint in every country. And this is why you go from country to country and you see the same things being introduced at the same time, justified by the same excuses because it's centrally dictated. So what's happening in America today is that the next stage of the agenda of the grouping that controls America, but is dictated to by this global epicenter, this center of the spider's web, is now deciding. Well, it's decided before, but it's going to officially decide who is going to be its front man for the next 4 years. But that's all that's going on, because the agenda will continue unchecked, because that force that is in the background behind the Republicans and the Democrats is just following the same agenda, election after election, party change after party change. That's why nothing changes. That's why the same agenda unfolds.
David, you're absolutely right. So how do we break people out of this? Because either people are waking up faster and faster, or they're getting deeper into the trance.
Well, for me, the greatest statement that people could make today is not to vote. Well, there's one thing they should vote on, in my view, and that's Proposition 37 in California. If California today doesn't vote for GMO labeling, then the world is completely insane. So I support that voting. But voting for Romney or voting for Obama. So people say, well, if I don't vote for Obama, then Romney will get in. If I don't vote for Romney, then Obama will get in. It doesn't matter, because the same grouping, this hidden grouping behind both parties, is in control anyway. And by voting, we are giving credence to a rigged system. By not voting, you're saying, we know the system's rigged and we're not having it anymore. Because otherwise, you know, I mean, it's like in Australia, that you know, that it's compulsory to vote. And all that does is give credence, because people vote not because they think they've got a choice most of the time, but you think, well, I get fine if I don't. They keep the voting levels up and therefore give credence to a rigged system. In countries where that's not applicable, I would say in Australia included, don't vote in mass numbers. What they're going to do. But the thing is, don't vote. I haven't voted for decades and decades and decades. And, you know, it's not made any difference whether I vote or whether I don't vote, because the same force has been in power, whether Labor or Conservatives.
Sure. I want to talk about how compartmentalization works and how they hired people in the system who are into different types of criminal activity so they can know that they're compromised. But why it's pedophiles at the top, they've obviously now have indicted the former head of Penn State for covering up. And, I mean, it's obvious that if Sandusky was raping children in broad daylight in the field house, which is a college field house, is like an airport. There's so many people in it. This was obviously open season on the children. It's always the same model. And I see it coming out daily now, where whether it's TSA agents or Homeland Security or movie stars or politicians worldwide, they always run children's homes or children at risk. Well, no kidding. These are literal ghouls who want power so they can abuse and attack everybody. And this is what I've been saying about places like Bohemian Grove that goes on in some sectors of it. This is the stuff that's connected to Skull and Bones, that's just a feeder group to these satanic rituals. Every culture says there's bad people that like to come and, you know, chop folks up or drink their blood or sacrifice kids. Every culture sacrifices children. And if they can't get away with killing them, well, they'll rape them. That's the next that's the next best thing. But I want to get into that here for a moment. The fact this is just all coming out now, that that's who runs things. And we see HBO a few months ago. And guys, don't show the news articles. I know it's in the news, but I'm not going to show it. That shows four-year-old girls simulating sex with large sex toys. This is what they now put on during the family hour. Their religion is wrecking innocence. Their religion is abortion. Their religion is death, poisoning. This is what they're into. They're now calling for two-child policies in the West. But I'm now ranting. Again, David Icke is our guest here. But I specifically wanted to talk about Prop 37. I've seen this over and over again. A month ago, it was 2-1 for it. Everybody wants to be able to read on a label to make their choice. It's very simple. And then they start running polls saying, suddenly it's neck and neck, suddenly it's behind. Those are obviously fraudulent polls. They do that when they're getting ready to use the electronic machines, and California is totally run by fraud, to do that. And so people need to understand, folks, just because these polls say something doesn't mean it's the case. I have been in the Republican primary repeatedly, working in Austin to watch it, and seen Pat Buchanan getting 60% of the vote, and then they announced he had 2% at the end of the night. And I was walking around to all the tables as they put the Scantrons together, David, and shoved them in the machines back in 1996 and one other time. And I talked to everybody. It was Pat Buchanan more than 50%. They said he got like 2% in Travis County or something. I have witnessed it. So people need to grow up and understand that obviously people don't want GMO worldwide. We don't want it here either. You know, the GMO grows where it kills the honeybee. The honeybee can't eat what we're supposed to eat, or the bugs. So, David, I'm ranting there, but just on those topics.
Well, a few things there, Alex. I'll say, as someone that you know, I've spent an enormous amount of time in America over the last 20 years, but when I first realized, coming in from Britain, which is far from perfect, my goodness me, are you kidding? But when I came in and realized that you had voting machines, and voting machines were being introduced more and more, where you pressed the button and somehow electronically or through a computer, your vote was registered. I mean, I was absolutely horrified. I mean, okay, you're sitting around a table and you say, okay, we're looking for suggestions on how best to rig an election. Well, the best way would be if we had voting machines, because then we'd just rig the computer. I mean, it's like, hello. And you know, it's done on the basis of, oh, no, it's the latest technology. Well, it's technology that is a piece of cake to rig. You know, there's some things that need to stay as they were before so that they can be much more easily or it'd be much more difficult to rig. But voting machines, I mean, hello, it's just asking for trouble. It's shocking to me. The other thing about Proposition 37 is this is just so simple what we're facing here in California. You've got a group of transnational, pure, undiluted, evil corporations who are devastating the health of America with genetically modified food, who are saying, they have put unbelievable amounts of money into a campaign to persuade you, whose health they are targeting, to vote against having labels on the food so people can have a choice about whether they're going to eat it or not. A campaign to stop them saying that genetically modified food is natural.
Imagine, they make you say how much sugar's in it, but they won't let you know what's in an additive. They just call it an additive, and they tell you how they want to take care of you all day, when they knew in the 70s aspartame gave tumors to the monkeys and now has proven to make you obese. David, I have talked to countless people, family, business people, who said, man, I was 40, 50 pounds overweight. I went to Germany, or I went to Austria, or I went to all sorts of countries in Europe, went to Russia, and they said, I drank every night. I ate like a pig, and I lost 40, 50 pounds eating like a pig and drinking every day when I was on a health nut here and couldn't lose weight. It's the additives. It's the crud. That's why, because the studies show that GMO across the board sterilizes and makes the rats obese and stupid.
Well, that's precisely what it's designed to do. And, of course, you've got the growth hormones, which people are consuming that have been given to the animals. And this is this crazy idea that this stuff does not cross from crops into people and from animals into people. You know, one of the biggest explosions of health problems is food allergies.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about allergies when we come back. Absolutely.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Ladies and gentlemen, food allergies, and you can look at maps of this all over the Western world. You see that food allergies and the incidences of death from peanuts and now many other things are off the charts in countries that have the highest levels of GMO. And the king of GMO is the United States. Over 90% of our corn, GMO. And the list goes on and on. Now they're coming out with hundreds of other food crops because you could eat beets, you could eat peas, you could eat rutabaga, you could eat hundreds of things, Brussels sprouts that weren't GMO. Sure, they're inorganic, they got pesticide on them, whatever, but they're still got some good stuff in them. Not anymore. Everything, grasses, trees, all of it. And here's the deal. When you hear GMO, it doesn't mean splicing two plants together. The natural hybridization. We're talking about insect genes in the food. We're talking about animal genes. We're talking about pigs and cows that now have human genes that are going on to your breakfast and dinner table and lunch tables. I track this. I mean, they had human embryo clones 25 years ago and just admitted it a few years ago. this is all light years ahead. I've had Dr. Begich on how these are binary weapon systems. People say, well, it's hurting the globalists. No, they will put one thing into us, but know that it's something else that activates it. And that's why everyone I know across the United States, almost everyone, gets deathly ill now from allergies, who have lived in certain areas their entire lives, eat the same diets, are healthy, take care of themselves, because you're even breathing during the summer and spring, you're breathing the pollen of GMO now. And a bunch of reports came out in the last 2 weeks of the National Institutes of Health. Aspartame study, 67% of female rats developed visible tumors at dozens of times. I mean, just massive, thousands of percentage point increases faster than other rats. You can pull up that study. Just type in aspartame cancer. The link between aspartame and brain tumors, what the FDA never told you about artificial sweeteners, Natural News, links to the National Institutes of Health. Rat study ties artificial sweetener to weight gain. That's out of Reuters. This came out in 2008, because I just told them during the break, I said, hey, find me those studies. They found studies, other ones here. They just had one last week, National Institute of Health, a big decade-long university study with rats. Ladies and gentlemen, they fed them the same caloric intake, but gave them aspartame, and the rats got fatter, got tumors, and were dumb. Lethargic. Look at the public. We are under chemical and biological and radiological warfare. And who talked about it 20 years ago? David Icke, to cloud your brain computer. It's like throwing up, radar disturbances, so that radar-guided missiles can't come in or something. The globalists are doing this, and it's come out that the Chinese elite, I can show you the articles, the Monsanto factories, their engineers have their own private cafeterias from the workers. They will not eat GMO. All the royalty, randomly picked Dutch or British royalty, randomly picked Chinese government, Canadian government, German government. Type in German elite eat organic. German elite get clean vaccine. Type in Monsanto doesn't have GMO in their cafeteria. Type in Chinese Communist Party has secret farms for their food. That's London Telegraph. David, I've got you on here, but you say things that make me rant. In fact, if we can, we try to keep David maybe 10 minutes of the next hour, 15 minutes, then get Belzer moved up a little bit, because I've just got so much I want to talk to him about. We're in the middle of this election, but I felt like this morning, word of honor, coming in here and talking about allergies and how it's the sign of that we're under chemical warfare, our immune systems are lowering, everybody's basically getting the equivalent of AIDS now. Artificial HIV, that's what the studies are showing, is that's what all this is doing to us. That's why cancer is exploding, because our immune system finally just gives up. David Icke, I mean, we're being killed. How bad is the killing going to get? How many of us have to die before people wake up out of the trance that we're being soft killed? David Icke.
Well, I've been saying for a long, long time now, way, way back into the early 90s, that one of the great prime targets of this whole conspiracy is the human immune system, because it's very simple. You can do this to the body, you can do that to the body, but if the immune system's strong, well, it's got a racket and it's hitting the ball back. But if you can dilute, destroy, and undermine the immune system, then not only can the things that you're throwing at it, your manufactured this or manufactured that, get through, but actually so can things that couldn't get through before, like so-called normal things that the immune system would deal with easily. And another thing about the immune system and allergies is that because the immune system is reacting to threats to the body, what I would call threats to the operating system, then if you can put into food things that the immune system picks up as a threat, my goodness me, where do you start with the stuff we call food today? Then the immune system is going to see that food that you're consuming as a threat, and it is going to attack it. And thus you get the whole food allergy going. And there's another big angle to this, very important one, and that is that some of this genetically modified stuff is genetically modified to have its own insecticide. And this insecticide punches holes in the bodies and the intestines of insects, and it's part of the way it kills them. And so when you, because they say, oh, no, but when humans consume it, it doesn't pass over. Well, yes, it does, you liar or idiot, depending what level of the structure you're talking from. It does. And what it's doing, it's punching holes in the human intestine. And when food, normal foods or foods that people would have never had a problem with before get through into the main body, if you like, then that's not where they should be. And thus the immune system picks up that food in the wrong place as a threat. And that goes into the immune system's database. And then, and when the next time you eat that food and it enters the body, the immune system goes, you know, alarm bell, danger, danger. And now suddenly you're immune to you've got a problem with that food, an allergy to that food that you never had before. This is how it's working. And, you know, we've talked at length for many years about the cull. They want a massive cull of the global population. Well, this is one of the key ways they're doing it, because it's cumulative, but with GMO, as we're now seeing with the catastrophic effects on American health in so many ways, since this stuff really started dominating the diet, because, of course, you get it in corn, you've virtually got it into almost everything. It's cumulative, yes, but it's a quickening cumulative, because it's starting to affect people in a very, very negative way faster and faster. Because, of course, once your immune system's undermined by GMO, then it's undermined to be hit by the next lot of GMO and the next lot. And the GMO is getting more and more power over rewiring the genetics of your body, while your immune system is getting battered into submission. This is what's happening. And it's so important. America, they are killing you. They want to kill all of us, or the vast majority of people. But in Europe, you know, although they want the same thing, there's more resistance here, and thus they're finding it more and more difficult to get it in. But this
and
is
by
what
the way, David, like
is what
a,
here as well.
Exactly, like a military, though, that they've caught them in Brazil and all over. Monsanto and others will go even when it's illegal and will plant little crops next to growth belts to infect things. And they brag before I've seen them in National Geographic saying, our plan is to take over where you don't have a choice. And it's the same company that brought us aspartame, that brought us Agent Orange, that buried dioxin, you know, in neighborhoods. It's, you know, evil is their business. But expanding on that, I remember you more than a decade ago saying this is meant to rewire our genetics. Big studies just came out, a couple of them this year, proving that GMO penetrates the cell walls with the new DNA in the plants. There's also viruses, so it's RNA, and is causing mutations and rewriting us. And, of course, none of this is on accident. Why does every GMO in studies end up sterilizing rodents and end up giving them cancer? Because they're stacking traits. We're told about one trait. That's why so many times the GMO doesn't even do what they tell the farmers it will, because it is a deployed weapon system.
That's exactly what it is. It's a deployed weapon system to attack the human immune system, rewire us genetically, and also there's a two-pronged attack in terms of dramatically reducing the world population. One is killing people, and one is making them increasingly infertile, so more people don't come along at the other end. And then, you know, and there comes a point. I mean, this is what catches people out. People still see the human population growing worldwide, but or at least that's what the figures tell us. But there comes a point, a tipping point, where the cumulative impact of all of this, because this is only part of it, you've got the chemtrails, which have multi reasons for being there, and one is its effect on human health. You have the electromagnetic soup that people live in, which is dramatically affecting human health, because we have electromagnetic fields. You distort them, you distort the body, which is an expression of that field. And therefore, there comes a point where the cumulative buildup of all this is a tipping point. And that's when lots and lots of people start to die. And people are going, hey, what's going on? People are dying in these large numbers. But it's been building up for decades, mate. It's not
and now they're good at no one even noticing 3,000% increases in the U.S. in general cancers, over 10,000% in pediatric, the U.S. leading the world in neurological brain disorders, early onset diabetes, up multi-thousand percentage. And now they're just saying, get ready for half the population to have diabetes. And no one ever asks, why is it happening? It's always, oh, the government will tell you what you can eat now, and the school lunch is nothing but GMO. Oh, but aspartame is good for you. Listen, expanding on this, David, now we knew this was coming. Now I'm seeing headlines every day in newspapers going, hey, infertility's off the chart. DNA's damaged for some reason. Don't worry. You're now going to go to the government under government health care in Europe and here, and they're going to even create a baby out of three parents if they have to, and they're going to cut out all the bad traits, David. So things will have to be designer. They wreck our fertility, make us ill, and then we have to go to them to the genetic augmentation to even live or survive or procreate. But in that we give up our procreation, now the genetic engineers are in full control. This is the master plan.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I've been writing for a long, long time about ancient genetic manipulation of the human form. And what the ancients talked about in terms of the manipulation of human genetics then is simply another expression of what's happening now. The force that's behind all this is obsessed with human genetics, not least because it knows that human genetics is an information field or an information construct, an energetic information construct. And the nature of that construct and the information it contains fundamentally impacts upon the person's perception of reality, perception of self, perception of the world. And therefore, they are manipulating this so that we are constantly having our perceptions squeezed and squeezed and squeezed. So we get more, when I say we, the people that succumb to this, they get dumber. The range of things that they're actually interested in and take notice of get squeezed and squeezed and squeezed. It's like looking out of your eyes and seeing a massive panorama. That's the natural state of human awareness. But suddenly, it's getting squeezed and squeezed and squeezed and squeezed and squeezed. And now, instead of seeing a panorama, you're looking down the end of a telescope in terms of what you can perceive, what you're interested in, what you can understand. This is what's happening. And the more that they can squeeze that that range of perception, the more they can operate all around us and do whatever they like, and that perception will not see what's going on, because it does. If you're looking through a telescope doesn't have peripheral vision. It has the little dot at the end that you're looking at. And where the conspiracy goes on is in the peripheral vision. So it wants us focused on dots so that we don't see the greater picture of how the other dots exist and fit together.
Sure, everything.
So concentrate on your game, concentrate on your family, concentrate on your job, concentrate on whatever, but don't have peripheral vision. And what they're doing, Alex, is genetically and through chemical means, is that they are also squeezing the range of our perception so that, you know, we're just looking down the end of a pipe, down the end of a telescope, and they could do what the hell they like.
No
one will see it.
To a television giving us all these destructive messages. Again, folks, I thought we'd have David Icahn as part of the 2012 election coverage here of Puppet A or Puppet B so that we could bring some sanity to the insanity. And so that's pretty funny, because the mainstream media likes to call David Icke insane. He's probably one of the sanest people I know, and has said some incredibly wild things over the years that turned out to be true, like giant pedophile rings run the British government, and naming Mr. Savelle, which now it's come out, was running a giant operation. But notice, we're not seeing the more arrest happening. Now, we will get more into the election itself and all the things that are happening and the threats of violence in the next hour. And we have Richard Belzer, TV and movie star, who's also knows about the New World Order and is an author exposing it, joining us. And we will get to some calls. But tonight, 5 to midnight central, there's free audio and video streams you can get right now at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Please send this out to everybody you know and say, hey, you want to get some real coverage of what's going on, you want to break the matrix in this paradigm, go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, David, expanding on all this, just briefly, because we're about to go to break and time always moves so fast when you're with us. What is happening over in England? Because we're having our own pedophile scandal with the children's groups. It's been well known the CPS routinely kills kids and don't even get in trouble here in the U.S.
Exactly.
I mean, there are so many thousands of scandals came out 5-6 years ago that thousands, 3,000 plus kids were missing that CPS had. It was even on CNN, and they found a bunch of them dead. Then the story was shut down. Is this stuff brought out from time to time by the establishment during key blackmailing periods? Because it's always been going on. Why is it surfacing now?
Well, I think there may be a number of reasons for that. But between about 1997 and well into 2000s, 2005-6, I did just the most fantastic amount of research worldwide on pedophilia, Satanism, and this whole stuff that we're talking about now, mind control, massively important thing to understand, and why people, including politicians, do certain things. And what I found, Alex, is that, you know, that structure I talked about earlier of the McDonald's type transnational corporation structure and the secrets, the three things, I went into this in detail at Wembley, the three recurring themes that are the cement that hold this whole thing together, and for instance, hold the one-party state together.
Stay there. We're going to hear about the three things on the other side with this intriguing interview with David Icke, and he'll explain what interlocking corporations are for those that don't know.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there's any interruption in our fragile food supply chain, or even a hint of a crisis, then the 3-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com. that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's coming out in the news all the time that Homeland Security, FBI, ATF, CPS, TSA, but it's the same in every other country. They're always finding dungeons full of toddlers hanging from meat hooks or in cages, and it's always just shut down. The Texas Youth Commission was running stuff like that, and the state police tried to stop it, and they fired the director. I mean, so the good news is the Texas Rangers were good guys and tried to stop it, and they just got shut down. And that's what's so incredible, that David Icke, now more than ever, the real evil at the top is being exposed. So I want you to get into the three points that cement all this together, and I agree with you. I mean, you can call it Satanism, whatever you want. You know, these guys believe they're communicating with these entities. You call them aliens. People say you're a kook. You call them demons. Well, you can go to the Baptist church and give a speech. But the point is, regardless, I've studied them. They think they are. So they might as well be. I mean, you are what you think you are in a way. But, I mean, David, what are the three things that cement it? And what do you make of it starting to come out? Because I know a lot of this is coming out because good people are blowing the whistle and are standing up against it.
Well, you know, the reason I talked to in the Money Bomb show about the big reason why there's this obsession with sex and abuse of children, it's to do with a much bigger picture. But if we keep it in the level of the political system and the system in general, they are wonderful people, pedophiles, to use in positions of power when you want to control that position of power, because let's not forget for a second the scale of blackmail that goes on worldwide, whereby once you compromise someone with this, and you are providing their children for them, etc., etc., well, yeah, you'll keep doing that as long as they keep passing the legislation and pushing the agenda that you demand that they do. Otherwise, they know that in 24 hours or less, you could be completely finished and, in fact, facing a very long jail sentence. So what is happening in Britain at the moment, what is coming out, is classic. And this is not Britain, this is worldwide. But Britain is a massive center of all this because it's a global center of the whole cabal. Jimmy Savile was a BBC presenter. A disc jockey. I don't know what he did, really, but he was a very strange man. But the BBC protected him when he was abusing children on BBC premises, after BBC programs, in BBC dressing rooms, and all this other stuff. And it never came out. And he always used to boast that he was untouchable and he could do anything he wanted. Well, the reason he could do that is that it's coming out now. Since a British television program talked to some of his victims, and this great explosion of other people have come forward and said what he did to them. We're looking at a paedophile of just colossal proportions. But that's him as a paedophile. But the reason he was protected was not that, but that he was providing children for the rich and famous, including royalty.
And by the way, that's now coming out that he's best buds with, you know, the top royalty, and he would brag, the reports are saying, that I can do whatever I want, I get things done, and he would call the little kids his little slaves, and now it's coming out that he was also hanging out in mortuaries. I mean, and you look at him, and we'll put him up on screen for TV viewers, if not, just to search the term Jimmy Savile, folks, and get ready. A weird, twisted old man with rotten teeth sitting around in his underwear with photos taken on the news in gold jumpsuits. I mean, he is the archetype in the Encyclopedia Britannica next to pedophile, next to demon. I mean, I would imagine Satan looks like Jimmy Savile. I'm sorry, David Icke.
Well, the thing is that he was providing children for the rich and famous, and it included royalty. This is why he was so extraordinarily close to royalty.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.